there. Morning, you're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, John. I would like to see what would be the reaction if some mentally deranged person went to an NRA meeting and started opening fire or went to a gun show.
Has that ever happened?
Opening fire with...
Has that ever happened?
Not yet.
Then why are you speculating about something that has never happened in the history of the world?
Well, that's to be prepared, right?
No. That's causing trouble. That's just trying to set up a fight by setting up an outrageous example, which is something you're known for. Go ahead.
Oh, that's outrageous? No, but shouldn't we be on guard? We're supposed to have a maybe blinking red terrorist warning or a yellow warning of the day, something like that.
That's gone, isn't it?
It's gone now. It should have never come in.
Are you stuck in the Bush years? Can you decide, is there anything this president has done that you can be proud of?
Well, sure. He's increased the job growth every month since he's been in, and the Dow Jones is finally over 14,000.
Oh, so you're in favor of the stock market. I hadn't heard that. I thought you hated those people. Now you're bragging about them? Those were your enemies.
You got the Bill O'Reilly interview technique. You ask a question, then talk over it.
No, I'm just trying to get an answer from you, and it doesn't seem... It seems astounding to me that you're defending Wall Street.
Well, wow. Is being over 14,000 a little better than 6.5?
Yeah, 14,000 is higher than 6.5. You're correct. Anything else?
Is it better?
I don't know what your point is.
Won't
anything
answer,
more?
Will you?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, you won't answer.
6.5, the Wall Street...
That's what it was when George Bush left office and losing 750,000 jobs per month.
You can't let go of George Bush, can you?
Well, it's where we are today, John, for Christ's sake.
You think... Well, first of all, watch your language here. We don't want to be using the Lord's name in vain.
In this country?
And so you think that the president controls the economy... Just a second. All right, so you're saying that the Congress does not have control of the economy. It's the president.
Now, you play that either way. Who was president? Then you say, well, who was the Congress? And back and forth.
All right, any other complaints you have?
Yeah. I think that Obama should be credited with let history judge rather than wacko Republicans judge.
Well, you like calling names. I'm sorry. Name calling here is not allowed, but thanks for your attempts.